Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live here at the ESPN studio on Palm, across from Bullard High School. If this is your first time listening, well, thanks for finding us. For the next hour, we'll be talking about all things Fresno Pacific University athletics. On show number one, a couple weeks ago, we chatted with members of the volleyball team. And last week, we sat down with men's basketball coach C.J. Haydock and Isaac Peralta. Well, today, we have men's soccer associate head coach Cam Shirokey and four players, Julian Martin, Lucas Ribeiro. They're the captains, and Brandon and Brian Lopez. Yes, the Lopez boys are twins and a sort of a reunion. They were on the air with me a couple years ago when they were at Clovis North, along with Coach Shirokey. The soccer team is currently 2-2-4, and on Saturday, I would think that's their best match of the year, an exciting 3-2 comeback win over Azusa. Here's a little time for a recap, and then we'll bring on the guys in men's water polo. Pietro Cantano led the way in a 15-11 victory over UC Merced. Exciting match that saw eight different Sunbirds score. In volleyball, the FPU women defeated Jessup University 3-2, but also fell to 20th-ranked undefeated Point Loma in straight sets. Hoover High's Michaela Smith recorded 27 kills across two matches. Congratulations to her. The swim had their first meet of the season last week, going up against Cal State East Bay. And Division I's University of the Pacific, Olivier Pitre was named Conference Freshman of the Week after posting outstanding times in the 50, 100, and 200 freestyle, as well as the 400 relay. Women's soccer went 1-1 on the week, starting with a 2-0 victory over Vanguard University, with goals from Memorial's Nadia Flores and Carruthers High Giselle Aguirre. We know her well from her exploits at Carruthers High in both volleyball, soccer, and basketball. She's a state champion. But later they would fall to undefeated Azusa Pacific by a score of 2-1, their first loss in five games. And lastly, today's guest, FPU men's soccer, fell 2-1 at home to Vanguard on Thursday before that incredible comeback win over Azusa, that 3-2 game. Coach Cam Shirokey's team trailed 1-0 at halftime, but in the first 12 minutes of the second half, scored three goals, two of which came from today's guests, Brian Lopez and Lucas Ribeiro, who, by the way, also happens to be the PacWest Conference's leading scorer. We'll take a break and we'll return. We'll hear from all those guys. Coming up next, you're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Letters on 790 ESPN.
Now we bring in first-year head coach Cam Shirokey and players Julian Martin and Lucas Ribeiro. How's it going, guys? All right, let's get your microphones on. I'll pull those bad boys close to you. So how are we doing today? You guys doing good?
Doing well. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. We're going to have a lot of fun getting to know the guys from the Fresno Pacific men's soccer team. All right, Cam, we've known each other for a while. You went on my show more than a few times, right, when you're doing a great job at Clovis North. September 11th, right? Something new happened in your life. Talk to us, man. Get some new additions to your family.
Yeah, my wife and I welcome twin daughters. We have a 5-year-old daughter, Madison, and now we've brought on McKenna and McKinley, and they turned 3 weeks old yesterday. So life's changed. It's a new ball game for sure at home.
And you got any new jerseys or soccer gear that you dress the twins in yet? What do you got?
Actually, these guys, being so gracious, came in and visited us at Clovis Community Hospital and brought over some FPU swag. So they got me some FPU onesies, and yeah, they already got some jerseys, but they're so tiny they don't fit in
them. All right, give it a few more weeks, I'm sure. All right, great news. Love to hear those stories. We're going to be talking a little bit more about how you've been able to transition from high school to college. So yeah, looking forward to that. All right, so I want to ask you guys about that game against Azusa Pacific Saturday. It was a home game, right?
Yep.
Home game for you guys. Probably the best half, right? Best overall game that you guys have played this season. Coach, just kind of walk us through that game. You know, it's a big rivalry game, but walk us through that game and how you guys came out on top.
Yeah, I think we prepared very well for the game. It was a quick turnaround. We had a Thursday game, and it was a Saturday afternoon match, and came out a little bit flat. And I thought Azusa came out and executed really well, played really well in the first half, and had a much better half than we did. And, yeah, our staff dug into our group a little bit at halftime and challenged them. And just, you know, we wanted to see a different level of intensity. And we've seen flashes of it from our group. And, yeah, we showed what we were capable of in the first 15 of that second half. We have a lot of attacking firepower. When we're confident in each other and we play with that intensity, we could beat anybody. So it was really good to see. And, yeah, Azusa didn't back down, came back and found a goal, and we saw out the match. But it was really promising to see that type of response at halftime. And we've had glimpses of it all year, and we're looking forward to hopefully doing it for a full match.
Who assisted and who scored those three straight goals?
Fabricio Saboya, who's not here, our starting striker, assisted all three goals. And the first goal came off a long throw-in that he flicked on, and Lucas here was on the end of it to put it in. The second goal came from Fabricio putting it across the face of goal to Chris Macias, who was our leading scorer last season. And he tapped it in as well from inside the six, a perfect setup. And the final goal was Fabricio flicking on a ball and onto Brian, who ran in behind, and he was in for a one-on-one, and he finished it.
Talking about Brian Lopez, who we're going to hear for later in the show. All right, boys, so intense game. Let's start with the coaches at halftime, right? What kind of adjustments did the coaches make at halftime? How did you guys execute?
I think the most important adjustment that we did is our intensity. Our intensity, we started the second half, is the intensity that we should be playing from the beginning of the game. And then when we play this kind of intensity, it's very hard to defend us because we are there, we are pressing, we are going to go every time. And then we have quality players, so it's very hard to defend. And I think that was the best adjustment at the halftime we made.
At what point in the game, perhaps, did you feel like, hey, guys, we got it? When you got the equalizer or when you went up 2-1, like when did you guys feel it?
So for me, I think that when we started the second half, after making the tactical adjustments here from Cam and also from Coach Jaime, where he talked about our main rivalry against Azusa, I think just right when we started the second half, I knew we were going to come back. I think, like Lucas said, we're a really good team and quality team, and we can beat everyone. So, yeah, we just performed, and yeah.
So, Cam, I mean, you saw it, right, firsthand, just the intensity. You said these guys are fast. You got some good frontline players. So, like, on a more tactical flank, I mean, Fabricio, right, got the three assists?
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys buy him anything? You guys buy him, you know, something? I mean, God,
they should.
You should buy him something.
Hat trick of assists. Oh, for sure. I think tactically speaking, we talked about our press and positioning, where we could be when they have the ball, and how we were kind of sitting back, which we wanted to be on the front foot. We wanted to press high up the field, not allow them to have time and space. And not that we respected them too much, but I think in the first half we just let them have the ball too much. So, yeah, we played all the way up the field. And Fabricio, being our frontline player who plays as our lone striker, he's the start of the press. So, you know, him getting the three assists, and then beyond that, just the pressure he put on their back line just made them uncomfortable.
Rivalry with the Azusa. What were those stats you're saying off air against them all time? What is it?
I think that match made the series 29 wins and 29 losses with a handful of ties.
It can't get much more even than that. I want you, Coach, to talk about these two guys to your right here. Just what do they bring to the program and to Fresno Pacific Athletics?
Oh, just amazing young men. From the moment I met them, they reached out and we connected as soon as I got hired, and they were the returning captains. So, you know, for me coming in, I had heard about the team. I had seen the team play last year as well. So I kind of knew the type of players they were. I had been watching them with their club team as well. They play for Valley FC, a local team here. So I had seen them leading in. So I knew the quality that they bring on the field. But, you know, I've been extremely impressed with their demeanor and leadership skills on and off the field. Just top captains, and both of them are top players as well. Just so welcoming from the moment that I stepped foot at Fresno Pacific. And Lucas is a dynamic winger who is a nightmare for defenders, goes at guys, extremely quick, sharp with the ball, And on the flip, Julian's a fearless defender who's a nightmare to go against 1v1. He wins his duels, and he's fearless and puts his face in danger and leads the team.
All right, how about this? I want you guys, Julian and Lucas, I want you guys to describe each other. You know what I mean? So yeah, Lucas, yeah. Go ahead and describe Julian's game. All right, and then we'll flip it. So what does he bring to the field, and how much do you trust this guy?
I mean, first of all, I trust him with all my life because, as we always say, before the game starts, I know in the field, and then we are really friends off the field too. I know Juli will die for me in the field, and I will die for Juli and every other teammate that we have in the field as well. So to describe Juli, I will say he's a very solid center back. He's very strong, and then on top of that, he's also technical. So he's not the type of center back that he only plays without the ball. We also, when we have the ball, he helps us a lot to build out and then get to the attack part of the field. And yeah, I would say that if I have to play against Juli, that would be very hard because he's a pretty good player. And yeah.
That's great. How are you be able to top that, man? He said lots of good stuff about you. All right. So what do you love about playing with this guy?
Yeah. So like he said, we're friends off the field. And actually, we are roommates with Fabrizio also. Fabrizio Zaboya. We are roommates. And yeah, for me, Lucas, my brother, my little brother, I would say.
But you're both juniors, right?
Yeah,
you're
both juniors in school. Yeah, we're both juniors. And yeah, we live a lot of experiences together. And like he said, I would die for him. I know he would die for me. And we both love FPU. We both love the environment, the community, and everything. And if I had to describe him, I would say that probably he might be, of course, he's the top scorer right now, but he might be the best player in our conference. I know that if I have the ball, I can do one touch and pass it to him and just rely on him that he's going to do something with it. And yeah, but if it would be me against him, I think he doesn't have a chance. But
I love it. All right, so you guys are roommates. You guys are friends off the field. What are like? Have you guys had many road trips? You've played what, 8 total games? Am I right on that?
Yeah. We've played 8 official matches, and we've played 3 preseason matches, so 11 matches.
Okay, 11 total matches. What's the farthest you guys have driven for a game?
This year, San Francisco. So far, we're going to Irvine this weekend, Santa Barbara the following weekend, and at the end of the month, we're going to Hawaii. So that'll be the furthest we go.
All right, tell us more about that.
Yeah, we got 3 Hawaii teams in our conference, Chaminade, Hawaii Pacific, and Hawaii Hilo. And it happens that this year we play in Hawaii. So on October 26th, we'll travel over the island. We'll have a few days to acclimate and train. On the 28th, we'll take on Hawaii Pacific. And then 2 days later, Chaminade, and 3 days later, Hawaii Hilo. So they're going to come thick and fast, 3 games in a week. But looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be in a really crucial part of the league season that will determine, you know, where we're going to end up in the standings.
We're here with Coach Cam Shiroki of Fresno Pacific Men's Soccer, and Juli, right? That's one of your nicknames? Call you Juli?
Juli.
Yeah.
Juli.
Yeah.
And Lucas, do you guys have other nicknames you guys call each other on the...
Like, most of my Brazilian friends, they call me Luquinhas, which is like Little Lucas if you translate to English. And then, yeah, I think that's my nickname.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, it's just Juli or Julie. And then whenever my mom is angry at me or mad at me, she says Julian.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So I'm curious how you guys ended up at Fresno Pacific. So this is Cam's first year there, but you guys have been there since your freshman year.
Yeah.
Just kind of, how did you hear about the college and what did you think of the college, and how did you guys make it to Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, so for me, I'm from Argentina, and I was playing back home in different teams. And at some point, one of my old coaches invited me to play a showcase in Argentina, where we were playing live on a streaming. And then, yeah, Profe Jaime Ramirez was watching the streaming, and then I had some conversations with him. And yeah, he offered me the opportunity to come here, and I had some other offers, but yeah, whenever he started talking about FPU and, like I said, the environment, the community and everything, I didn't think about it twice and just came here. And I think it was a really good decision that I made in my life, because I met a lot of great people in here, like Lucas. And yeah, I mean, I'm never gonna regret that.
Oh, that's a great answer, right?
Yeah, so for me, I was in Brazil, and then I feel like right here in the United States, you have the opportunity to keep trying to achieve your dream, which in my case is to play pro soccer and then keep studying at the same time. And then that's very hard to do in Brazil. So that's when I made the decision to come here to do my senior year in high school. And then, yeah, so I played my senior year in high school, and then I went to, you guys, of course, know Fuego, the mm-hmm. professional team here in town. I went to their tryouts, and then Jaime was there, and then he saw me playing, and then that's when he offered me to go to FPU, and then, yeah, I thought that was a great opportunity for me, and then I didn't hesitate. I was like, yeah, I'm there.
Well, it sounds like you guys absolutely love the school. All right, so besides playing soccer, right, what are some fun activities that you guys do on campus? You like go to volleyball games, or you go to, you know, the women's soccer games, I'm sure, right? But what are some other cool things you do at FPU?
So yeah, apart from that, like I said, me, and Lucas and Fabrizio, we're roommates. We always like to do barbecues together. Sometimes we invite some of your guys from the team and some of our friends that we have on campus. And then there are some other activities that we can do, like, for example, like you said, go to watch some volleyball, early fans. Yeah, oh, volleyball.
I also feel like we also try to go to as many games as we can. So if volleyball is playing, we try to go to watch the games. If the women's soccer is playing, we try to go. And then, it's just fun to watch and also to support our friends from the university. So.
All right. So where on campus? Do you guys live on campus?
Yeah,
where
we live
on campus exactly.
So. Our freshman year, we actually, there is a story behind this. I don't know.
We're all about stories. Let's go. Let's hear it.
We were supposed to be roommates, me and Lucas, the first year, and he changed me for another player on the team.
He traded you, huh?
So yeah, yeah.
What happened? Okay, I'll tell my side of the story is that.
I'm glad you're here to defend yourself.
He was supposed to be my roommate, and I haven't met him yet, and then I met the other winger in our team, Chris Macias, before. So I was like, oh, this guy from Argentina is coming, and then I don't know him, and I already know you, so I might change roommates already. And then at the end of the day, like, we are all friends, and yeah, so.
There you go. All right, it all worked out.
Yeah,
right,
it worked out. Yeah.
So you say you barbecued? You bring a little barbecue outside? Where do you get the meat?
You guys eat well, man.
Yeah, we do.
They eat well.
So yeah, for us right now, we live in a house in FPU, on campus, which is right next to the soccer field. And we have a fire pit where we just grill some meat, and like Cam said, I think we pretty good.
Dude, they send me pictures, man. They got the quality cuts.
I mean,
ribeye.
It's something from our culture in Argentina and in Brazil too, to do barbecues. We call them asados or churrascos. So and we love to do that. I think it's a really really good thing.
Well, you guys talk about how you enjoy each other's company. You would die for him on the field. You guys know, right, what you're doing on the field. But who's the better griller? I mean, who takes care of it? You?
It's actually Fabrizio.
Fabrizio, the guy that gives the assists. Yeah. Right, yeah, also is the best cooker.
But between griller. Those two, I'll give it to him. He cooks it better. And then I'm just there to eat and enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, I got to kick him back, right? Yeah, right. Let everybody do the hard work, right? And then you just boot it in. All right, I see how it is. All right, so what's your best memory so far? Again, you guys got a lot of season left in your junior years, but like, what's been your favorite memory so far at Fresno Pacific?
So if I had to say one of them, because we have a lot of them, and of course the ones that we're gonna have in the future, I hope. Maybe in our freshman season when we went to Hawaii together.
Oh yeah, that was the best trip of my life.
Yeah.
And I mean, if we're talking about soccer, my best memory is probably this last game we just played against Azusa, because I mean, I'm very happy when I score, but I just got so happy that we had to turn things around, and then we were able to turn things around on the field. And it was a tough match, but this feeling of winning with your brothers, I feel like it's the best feeling we can have.
And then celebrate together. Yeah, it's really good.
Well, Coach, we could certainly tell why you chose these guys as captains, why they're
absolutely
captains. I want to ask you this question, and I think there's, you know, the answer is winning the game, right? You guys are going to know this. But, however, I'm going to set up a scenario. I know you're mostly a defender. You're a goal scorer. Would you rather kick the game-winning goal? Would you rather assist on it, or would you rather make a game-winning save as a goalie? Which of those three?
For me, that's easy. I would rather score the game-winner
goal. And I would do assist to Lucas' goal.
All right, you like to score the game-winning goal?
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I mean, yeah, if I have to choose, yeah, I'd rather score than assist. But if I can assist Lucas' goal, why not? Why
not? All right, good answer. Favorite players? We got soccer going on in the background, right? But I think it's a pretty easy answer,
yeah.
Right, for each
for
of
me,
you.
For me, as a Brazilian, I have no other answer than Neymar. just because I feel like it's very fun watching playing. The way he plays is just like he's always happy on the field. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, of course, it's Messi, which is 10 times better than Neymar. No. But but I mean, yeah, of course, I love Neymar, too. They're both great players. But, yeah, I grew up in Argentina, and it was all about Messi. And, I mean, Messi's...
Well, okay, so I'm curious, like, how popular is he? Is like, everywhere you turn, it's Messi, Messi?
Yeah.
Everywhere. No matter where you go.
No matter where you go. No,
Just kind of explain... Like what it looks like? Are there posters? Are there banners?
Is everything?
There like
whatever you can imagine
after him.
What yeah, everything. So let's say you go to play a game with your friends, 7v7. Everyone's gonna be wearing a Messi shirt, that for sure. But I think it's something from this generation. So if you ask my dad, his answer would be Maradona, because yeah, he watched him playing while he was growing up. And yeah, but I mean, for me, it's Messi because he won the World Cup. I think there's no doubt that he's the best soccer player in history.
What do you think?
Best of history, I would say Pele. Not only because he's Brazilian, but he won the World Cup 3 times. But.
You guys know your history. You guys watch this stuff on YouTube or what?
But definitely for this generation, I have to agree with him. The best player is Messi, but the player that I enjoy the most watching is Neymar.
Oh, that's awesome. We got a couple more minutes with you guys. This has been fantastic. All right. Julian, let's talk about your goals the rest of the season. What are like some personal goals or what are some team goals?
So Lucas, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about it with my family. I think the main goal for us this season is to win the title of PacWest. And then whatever it comes with it, it's just like a plus, you know, like because I can't. If I finish the league as a top scorer, and then, of course, I would be happy for that, but I would rather 10 times be not the top scorer and the team wins the title, because that's why, why we play this sport, you know? We play it to win, and then, as I said, there's no better feeling than winning. Of course, scoring is great and everything, but if we can win, I feel like that's the best feeling.
Yeah, and adding to what Lucas said, I know that for a fact that he thinks that, and he's saying the truth, because the other day when we won 1-0 against East Bay, which is another great team that we faced this season so far, it was 1-0 and the goal was from Fabrizio Saboia. And yeah, he was really happy. He was even happier than in some of our games that maybe we tied and he scored a brace, so both goals. And so yeah, I think it's about that, you know, about the team and winning as a team. I think celebrating all together, You can. It's the best feeling, in my opinion.
That's awesome, Cam. We're obviously going to bring you on for another segment, but I mean, did you learn anything new about these guys? I mean, you knew about their grilling skills, right?
I did.
You probably
they flex that often enough.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now that you said it, I'm going to have to come over. You guys are going to have to.
When are you
me up to? But did you know that you know they weren't going to be roommates at the beginning? Like you thought.
I didn't
like,
know that story. That's a great story, and you know, historically in the soccer world, like. Brazilians and Argentinians don't get along. That's like the biggest rivalry.
True.
So, you know, when I heard that our captain was a Brazilian and a captain that's an Argentinian, I was thinking, okay, I'd like to see this dynamic. But these guys truly are like brothers.
They really are. That's awesome. Well, thank you guys. I wish we could talk more, but I'm going to bring in a couple other guys from the team. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you very much. Getting to know you, and good luck
the rest of the way.
Thank you for having us.
All right. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to bring on the Lopez twins. Brandon and Brian, they're sophomores on the team, played at Clovis North, played for Coach Cam Scirocchi as well. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
The ESPN. Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
The Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters. We're talking Fresno Pacific University men's soccer this week. Had a great conversation with a couple very impressive young men. They were a little bit worried coming in. They didn't know quite what to expect, but they did a fantastic job. If you missed any part of the interviews, you could go back to 790ESPN.com, check out the Sunburst Sports Show, and the interviews will be right there for you to listen back. All right, so now we're bringing back the Lopez twins, Brandon and Brian. They are sophomores on the team this year. Coach Shiroki is joining us for the second segment as well. At the very end, too, this is something that we all look forward to. There's going to be some specific questions from the Fresno Pacific University campus, and they're going to ask the guys, and maybe one for you too, Coach, just some questions that the student body wants to know. All right, so first of all, welcome back, guys. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you guys were on my show, First String Sports, my Saturday show about high school sports. How long ago was that, or how long ago does it seem?
It felt like that was not that long ago. I mean, I remember like getting there, and like I loved it. It was so cool.
All right, so now you guys are seasoned veterans, right? This is no problem for you guys. All right, so Coach, I want to ask you first about these two, because you know them as well as probably any soccer players that you know in the Central Section. So how did the twins end up playing for you at Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, the twins, I had the opportunity to coach them their senior year at Clovis North, and they left for Cal State Fullerton and were there for a bit, and just telling me while they were there, hey, we want to come home, and we got them set up at Fresno City College. And they had a great season freshman year at City. And when I got the job at FPU, I called my good friend, Coach Solberg, and I said, hey, you know, I'm not going to be your favorite guy right now because I want two of your freshmen, but, you know, Brandon and Brian, they want to come to FPU. I want them to come to FPU. They're going to be a big part of our team. And traditionally with JUCO guys, especially with local JUCOs, we want to let them play their 2 years at they're JUCO, but for Brandon and Brian, they've come in and made an instant impact. So I was happy to hear that they were wanting to come.
Well, when I got this gig hosting the radio show and we knew we'd bring you on, and then I saw they were on the roster, I'm like, shoot, that's a no-brainer for these guys to come on as well. All right, so boys, like when you heard that Coach Shiroki was taking over at Fresno Pacific, like how did you hear about it? Did somebody text you, or how'd you hear about it?
So actually, I got a phone call from him, and I felt like, I mean, at some point, we were, like, at a point where, like, we didn't exactly know what to do, but when we got that call, like, right away, like, it switched, and I knew what I wanted to do. Like, I just wanted to play under him again. It was, like, amazing.
Was it, like, a phone call to both of you at the same time? Was it a conference call?
Yes, it was, like, he called me, or he called one of us, I remember, and then we just put it on speaker, and then we knew right away, once he announced it, we knew what it was going to be.
And it was probably a really easy answer. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
On that phone call, it was an easy yes.
So, Coach, what position do you have them playing this year, and what roles are they having this season so far?
Yeah, Brian's playing as our central attacking midfielder, our number 10. Brandon's playing as a box-to-box central defensive midfielder, also joins the attack. And that's why they call it box-to-box. You go from our defensive box to the attacking box. So he's doing the most running on the field. And both of them are playing on both sides of the ball. They have a huge role defensively, offensively. Brian more of the creating role, where he's got a lot of freedom to freelance on the field and float around if he wants to go into the front line, if he wants to drop in. And Brandon's role is a little bit more disciplined, if you would, and he's sitting in front of our defenders and distributing the ball, where Brian's trying to score the goals and create the goals.
That's awesome. All right. So what was the most difficult part of transitioning from, so you went from Clovis North and winning a Central Section title, right, your senior year, to Fullerton, then to Fresno City College, and now Fresno Pacific. So what was like the hardest transition, though, from high school to now playing in college?
Most importantly, I would say not even from the soccer, I would say the school. Like, I think Fresno City to FPU was a big change in, like, schoolwork and stuff like that. And I think that soccer-wise, it is going from Fresno City to FPU was a big jump. Like, I remember, like, my days, I was, like, a year ago just playing at Fresno City. And just right away, I could tell that there was a way different level.
So the caliber of play, would you think, bigger, stronger, faster, basically? Is that just an easy way to describe it?
Yeah, way more faster.
Yeah. What about everything? Just everything starting in the training, everything's just more established, more professional. Because, obviously at a JUCO, there's, people who could, they have other things in life. But when I came here to FPU, everyone's, dedicated to the soccer. So, the passion here is, different, too, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's a big part, right? The community at Fresno Pacific, that comes up a lot. You are truly, truly in a community atmosphere, whatever sport you're playing. Coach, what about for you transitioning from high school? I know you got a lot of experience at the junior college level at Fresno City, but transitioning then from Clovis North, your gig there, to now full-time men's soccer coach at Fresno Pacific, what's been like for you?
It's been amazing. I loved my time at Clovis North and assisting Coach Solberg at Fresno City College. But when I saw the job post at FPU and kind of the dynamic of the job with working underneath a legend like Coach Ramirez and the opportunity to learn from him as he directs both the men's and women's programs, to come to a university that aligns with my faith and I thought for me and my family, it was a no-brainer when I applied. I wasn't sure if I'd even be considered. When I got the call that I got the job, it was an easy yes. I was really excited to join. And since I've been at FPU, it's been amazing. Just the welcoming I've gotten from the players, from the administration, for the support staff, bringing over one of my good friends, best friends, and assistant coach at Clovis North Villian, Bijev, coming over with me, and just kind of helping establish a new culture and also building on the existing culture that Profe has put together there and kind of just learning the FPU way and how things have gone. It's been amazing.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I'm an alum of the school too, and when I was a student there, played a lot of intramural sports. First of all, a lot of sneaking into the gym there late at night and get some shots up. So I'm sure all alumni have stories like that. But just talk about the community atmosphere, Coach, and then I'll ask the boys too. But the sense of community that you have there and what that means.
Yeah, no, from the day that I stepped foot at FPU, our athletic director, Kyle Ferguson, he told me a little about the community and what to expect and how welcoming everyone is, and little intimidating, not knowing coming in as a high school coach. But as you mentioned, just everybody has been incredible. So caring, so tight knit. Everyone knows everyone. We're not a huge athletic department. All of our coaches are knowing each other, getting to know each other more as we have meetings as a department, and checking in on each other, texting, and. I get to check in with Coach Haydock weekly. He's assistant athletic director over development, and he's kind of grooming me and shaping me and teaching me a lot of the NCAA and FPU stuff. And I'm super grateful for that relationship and all the relationships that I've had the opportunity to build at FPU. And I look forward
amazing.
To continuing.
Absolutely. So, boys, for you, what do you love? Obviously, this is your first year. Mm-hmm. Are you guys on campus, first of all? Where do you guys?
On campus.
Where exactly? Strauss? Like, the apartments or the house?
The dorms. They're called
the dorms.
Strauss.
Yeah, because we're underclassmen, so we don't get the houses yet.
There you go. Good answer. You call them dorms? I don't know why. Back in my day, we called them modules.
Yeah.
Is that
easy? Mm-hmm.
You still do?
Yeah.
Module D. All right. You're just different modules. That's still a weird word to me. All right. So, what do you guys love about the campus, and what do you love about the community?
Honestly, it took me by surprise. I actually love it so much, especially having it's my first time living on campus somewhere, and I love it so much because I have so much. We have 3-4 other soccer players in our module, so we're always so close together. We do everything together, and then obviously with everyone else living on campus too, these guys and other guys, we just get together all the time, and it's just really fun.
I would say the same thing. My most important, my most favorite thing is all the people that are on campus. And a lot of the times throughout the week, if we have no homework and it's past practice, we're always in the game room playing some pool or ping pong. But I love how together everyone is. The community is amazing. And whenever I need help for something, people are always there to help me whenever I need it.
Well, I got to ask you, have you been invited to Julian Lucas's cookouts, man?
Yeah.
You
actually,
have?
We had a pre... like a preseason cookout, and that was one of the best, one of my best memories so best far memory. This year.
We had karaoke, and Fabrizio was cooking for us.
Best cooking ever.
That's awesome. Talking with Fresno Pacific men's soccer team. All right, so I got to ask you this, Coach, because it caught me by surprise. I don't know why I didn't realize it, but college soccer is playing now, obviously, instead of the winter like high school. Like, what are some advantages, disadvantages to playing the soccer season right now?
Yeah, no, I think high school being in the winter, you get a lot of rain outs, you get heavy rain sometimes, and not always the fields don't always drain so well. So the fall in Fresno is quote-unquote beautiful right now. It's triple digits, but no, the fall really suits the outdoor sport like soccer really well. You're not going to have cancellations due to weather. And Fresno, yeah, no, falls in Fresno are beautiful. I'm born and raised here. I know how it cools down and the transition from summer to fall. So I prefer the fall.
You do? All right. All right. Favorite soccer player? I don't know. You heard mm-hmm. the two guys' favorite soccer players. So
I'm going to agree with Julio on this one, and I think Messi.
And for me, of all time, obviously I'm going to agree also with Lucas. I like Neymar too.
All right. Look at that. Wow. And Code, I didn't ask you. What about you?
Oh, I'm a diehard Man United fan, and, you know, I could go with like a legendary Man United guy like Beckham, but I got to go with Cristiano Ronaldo. So, I'd love to have the debate Messi Ronaldo, but you know, I love these guys, so I don't want to get at them too much.
Yeah, we see some negative reactions in the back row to that coach. I don't just you gotta settle it somehow, right? You have to have some big argument or a case for Messi, a case for Neymar.
I could start World Cup.
Yeah, no, it's hard to beat that, you know. And when the World Cup went to Messi, it kind of was the tipping point. I think Ronaldo winning the Euros at that juncture was the biggest international win for between Messi and Ronaldo, but now that Messi's won the World Cup, I'll give him that. I think, you know, the team picked him up as he was injured on the sideline.
They did. They had to. Anybody left-footed, dominant left foot?
Me, Brian.
Right, so you got to say Messi, right?
Yeah.
If you're dominant left foot.
Right? Absolutely. No, it makes sense.
All right. All right. We got a couple minutes here with the guys, maybe 1 minute or so. They're going to have some questions from Pablo. All right. So goals for each of you, obviously, to win the game, right? That's why you play it. You want to win every game. You want to win the league. You want to go as far as you can in the playoffs. But what are some like personal or team goals that you guys have?
So personally, as like of myself, I would say I would want to help the team as most as I can. Like this past game, I was able to get the game winning goal, and I just hope to do that more often. And as a team, hopefully, just like Luca said, I want to win the Pac West and hopefully win the national championship if that's possible too.
For me personally, I just want to contribute anything I can to the team. I mean, do my job, of course. But most importantly, the main thing that matters, at least for all of us, I hope so, is just winning like everything we can. And I mean, for the first time, hopefully, winning the whole thing, the whole national championship.
Good. And then afterwards, you can have the biggest cookout the Fresno University has ever had. All right, good stuff. Thank you, guys. Stay here in the chair because we got Pablo Zubieta, who is our other student broadcaster this year, along with Enzo. He's an FPU tennis player and a top leader in FPU's Student Athletic Advisory Committee. He'll call the women's soccer game in Spanish because they loved it so much, and it sounds so great with Enzo. So make sure you guys check that out. Take it away. You got some questions for the guys. We're going to have to do some mic sharing, so we're going to have to lean in. But, what are some questions you got?
Thank you so much, Paul. I'm so happy to be here with you all today. I hope you guys are ready. These questions are coming specifically from FPU swimmers and tennis players this week. So we're going to get started. The first question comes from Angel España, and it is for Lucas. Lucas, what does it feel every time you score, and who do you think about when you score?
I mean, it feels amazing. I think that's the best feeling you can have in sport after winning is scoring, and happily is happening a lot this season. And yeah, hopefully it keeps happening, but yeah, it feels amazing. And every time I score, I think about my family because I know they are not able to be here with me watching the games right here, but I know they are always supporting me back in Brazil. So everything, it happens, good or bad, I think about them.
Top goal scorer, so you get that feeling a lot for sure. The next question goes for Brian, and it comes from Emilio Selvac. The question is, what does it feel to share the field with your brother from high school up to the collegiate level?
I mean, yeah, it feels amazing. I guess you could say it's a feeling that I'm used to, but I think I should definitely not take it for granted. It's something special to be able to just, especially this season, to be playing a lot of minutes alongside him. And then, like, in high school, we played pretty much every game together. I think it's an amazing feeling, and it allows us to just, I think it adds like a little connection during the game, and it allows me to fight a little harder for him. And if he goes down, I'm probably going to get that person back for him.
That's awesome. So the next question goes for Coach Cam, and it's from Konstantin Ilicic. And he says, first of all, great win on Saturday.
Thank you.
His question is, what did you say to motivate the guys at halftime to inspire that 3-goal second comeback? What were the words of inspiration that caused such a big turnaround?
That's a good question. I think all of our coaching staff had a lot of really good words, but I just really challenged them. Beyond the tactical adjustments we made, I just challenged them to bring a different level of attitude and effort, the two things that they have full control over. A lot of our playing style is revolved around pressing and the intensity in our press, and I thought we were really lacking that in the first half. So the attitude and effort was something that I really challenged, and it was amazing to see that type of response and show what we're capable of when we do fully buy into our press and put the team on their heels.
Appreciate that so much, Coach. The next question goes from his friend and fellow broadcaster of mine, Enzo Duffy, for Julian. Julian, how does being Argentinian affect your style of play? And also, which team of Argentina are you a fan of?
So I think that related to the first thing that you asked, being Argentinian, I mean, I think out of 10 people in Argentina, I think 10 want to play professional soccer. And that's kind of why whenever I play and I step into a field, I try to give my best and play with passion. I think that's the main thing about Argentinian soccer, is that we all play with so much passion. And that's the thing that I think is most different than from the other countries. And then I'm a big fan of San Lorenzo. I don't know if you guys know the team. One interesting thing about San Lorenzo is that the Pope, Francis, he's a big fan of that team too. And so, yeah, the best team in the whole world.
That's a really interesting fun fact. I did not know that. So you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So the final question will go for Brandon. It comes from Gregor Klimask. It is, what is your favorite childhood soccer memory?
A weird one, I would probably say. Just playing soccer in the backyard with my brother. And even my dad too. Sometimes like it'll get kind of physical and we'll get mad at each other. Like every now and then it might end in like a little fights and stuff. But I mean, obviously like that just shows like how much we love playing this game, and like it just takes us back to our roots really.
I guess those fights definitely formed, I mean, your love for the game, and it's all part of the process. Well, thank you so much, guys. This week at FPU, Enzo and I will not be calling any games because the soccer team is on the road. However, it is important to keep in mind that on campus, we do have two women's volleyball games to check out. First one is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We will be playing Hawaii Pacific University, and then on Saturday, we'll be playing Chaminade at 2 p.m. Specifically, the game on Saturday is free to attend, and there will be donations collected to benefit Hins Hospice. So keep your eye out on that. And that's all. Back to you, Paul.
All right. Great stuff. We got a couple minutes here. All right. So we've talked about barbecues. We talked about on campus. We talked about goals. We talked about rivals. Your next game, Cam, let's preview that a little bit more. Your next game is, again, where, who, and what are your expectations going into that one?
So this Saturday at Concordia Irvine. I think a really important game. It's another PacWest Conference match, and we're preparing for them, and we know the importance as you know, that's the team that beat us last season, I believe 5-2. So they probably are overlooking us a little bit and maybe think that they're going to take us by storm again, and we're preparing for them. So my expectation is to win the match.
All right. We got another minute here. I'm going to have one of you guys jump in. Who wants to answer this question? Have you seen Coach Cam step onto the field and do some drills with you guys? Like, who's got a good story about Coach Cam really quick?
So I think, in my opinion, this is Julian, I would say that Cam is a great coach and he's a great person, but I don't know about playing.
Oh,
No, just kidding. No, he plays with passion like me, so I like whenever he goes and slide tackle at some of our players. So yeah, I think he's really passionate.
Well, I could add a little bit. We were doing a scrimmage earlier, I think it was on Monday. I would say he is a good player on the ball, but a little bit lazy chugging back.
just a lack of fitness.
Well, exactly. Cam and I talked about that before the show. We're like, man, when we play against our students, we feel it for a couple days. So we're at that age.
I'm just recovering from Monday.
All right. Good stuff, yeah. Guys. Awesome stuff. Thank you guys for coming in. To Julian Martin, Lucas Ribeiro, Brandon and Brian Lopez, and Coach Cam Shiroki, Pablo Zubieta as well. Thank you guys for listening, and go Birds.
You're listening to the home of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.